You look sad. What's the problem?
Oh, nothing. It's a hat thing. You wouldn't understand. I just have to accept that I'm like millions of other hats. I'll never be a star. Thousands of people won't come out to see me, cheering and waving their funny little flags. I won't be on the front pages of the newspapers or scrutinized by fashion experts. I'm just something to put on your head.
Isn't that what every hat is?
Are you crazy? Some hats are royal hats. Hats that are created to be worn by Queen Elizabeth II herself when she is in public. She has had thousands of them in her 70 years as queen, and in every possible style. She has worn everything from militaristic berets to haute couture hats to extravagant explosions of feathers and flowers.
Yes, but they're still just hats.
Oh, no, they are not. Extraordinary attention goes into the queen's hats. They are an essential element of her uniform when she is in public, because they are substitutes for her crown. See? Her hat has to be the centre of attention, something that everyone can see, even if they are 100 metres from her. She's just a little old lady, after all. How else is she going to stand out?
But lots of hats are made to grab attention.
You just don't get it, do you? The Queen's hats have significance. When she visited China, for example, she wore one that was a modern version of a Han Dynasty hat. It was brilliant. She was complimenting the Chinese, but also reminding them that she too was part of a royal dynasty. People even study her hats, the different colours and shapes, for messages about her mood. Do you get it now? The Queen speaks in hat.